Hello and welcome to the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast, where we're here to support you in taking your singing skills to the next level. I'm your host, Coach Worship, and I'm thrilled to have my co-host, Jamiel, with me.
In this podcast, we'll take you on a 30-day podcast marathon, teaching you everything you need to know about diction for singers. Diction is the art of pronouncing words clearly and expressively, using your voice parts to make sound and speech.
Diction is essential for singers, as it helps you share your message, emotions, and style with your audience. Each day, we will explore a different topic related to diction, such as vowels, consonants, syllables, stress, intonation, accent, dialect, and more. We will also give you practical tips and exercises to improve your diction and singing performance.
By the end of this podcast marathon, you will have a better understanding of how your voice works and how to use it effectively. So join us on this exciting journey of learning and singing. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or on any other listening platforms. You can also follow us on Twitter at The Making Musical Quantum Leaps Podcast, or email us at joinitinschoolofsounds@gmail.com if you have any questions or feedback.
Hello, my beautiful listener. Good morning. It's the 19th day and I'm super excited. Okay, 11 more days to go. Thank you so much, guys, for being consistent. You can imagine how hard it is for you to be consistent. Talk more of me that's doing the recording and the bulk of the work. So it's not been easy for both of us, but we are pushing and we are pulling through. And for that, I must congratulate you. It's almost the end of the podcast marathon. Oh, I can't wait to see what the 30th day is going to look like. Believe it or not, I do not pre-record episodes because I want them to be as fresh as possible. So I don't pre-record. If you hear me speaking right now, I'm speaking because today is Sunday. Not because I pre-recorded it some other night. Because, of course, it has to be fresh. Over to the work for today. We've taught you many rules of diction, and I'm sure you're wondering how your mind is going to be applying all these rules every time. Well, I have three principles I use for diction, and I use them as the filter on getting better diction. Because trust me, you will always have something to correct or make better in your singing, especially when it comes to diction. So the three principles are comprehensibility, convenience, and beauty. We're just going to be picking a random song and we're going to be trying these three principles on it. And let's see how far it takes us. I'm not saying we're going to abandon all the rules of diction. I'm just saying these three principles I propounded, it solves a lot of problems and it will guide you to serve as a guide for when you're singing a song, not scoring a song. When you're scoring a song, you have to score it as sung by the original artist, okay? But when you're just singing a normal song, you can help yourself work on your diction by following these three principles. Now, when you're doing a normal song, you're not singing it based on any accent. You're just singing it. You are going to be singing it based on these three principles, okay? You're not singing it on the American accent. You're not singing it with an African. You are just singing. And you're going to be working on that with these three principles. The first one is comprehensibility. How comprehensive is your words? Are you manipulating your vowels in such a way that your words are losing their meaning? How comprehensive is that word? So when you say something like beautiful, I know everybody will assume is beautiful, but someone like me will never assume. Someone like me will never assume that you said beautiful. Beautiful is beautiful to me. Beautiful is beautiful to me, not beautiful. That word does not exist, please. We have to stop it. So the song we're going to be working on is this hymn, I Found a Friend in Jesus. So let's give it a try. So as I'm singing, I'm going to be trying to find which is better, which is convenient, which is beautiful to the ears, okay? So let's listen and see how I apply these rules to my singing. Note, I'm not singing with any accent. I might be singing with all the accents together, but I'm going to be obeying these rules. They are very important. They will serve as a guideline because I'm not singing this song
based on how somebody else sang it. I'm singing it just the way I want to sing it. So I'm not choosing a particular accent. I'm just singing.
I found a friend in Jesus. He is everything to me. He is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Okay, take note of my words. I found a friend. I'm intentional about my consonants because I'm trying to be intentional with people. If you can see my facial expression right now, it's saying a lot. I found is this certainty in my voice. I'm trying to show certainty. That's why I'm insisting on my last consonant. I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything. I'm not joking. I not say everything. Okay, it's everything to me. And I can also choose to put this pidgin accent to it, okay? And do everything. Listen.
I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Okay, I'm putting this pidgin kind of pidgin kind of flavor to it. It's actually nice, but like I told you, it's preference. When you do things intentionally with intention in singing, it is a style, it becomes a style. But when you do it or you have no control over it, then it is a blunder. Okay, so let's go again. Okay, let's go back. Let me go back to my former the way I was singing it before. Okay, so let's try.
I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He is the lily of the, not of, because of is easier for me to sing, okay?
Is easier to sing in this part of my voice than, that's why you have to practice to see and make and test all these vowel sounds and see how to, because I'm able to do these manipulations because I am used to my vocal instruments. I understand it, okay? Off is harder for me to sing here in this part of my range than earth. Okay,
he is the lily of.
Although I'm modifying it back to an off, but I'm making it easier by introducing that earth sound.
He is the lily of the valley.
You see where convenience is coming in. The first part we're allowing beauty to come in. Okay, the first part we're testing it for beauty. Which one sounds better, our preference? But now we are checking convenience, okay?
Lily of, he is the lily of the valley. In him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole.
Okay, then.
In sorrow, here's my comfort. In trouble, here's my stay.
So you can do in trouble. Okay, if you want to move into your head voice, I could have chosen
in trouble, in trouble,
or in trouble. Because I want to belt it. I want to have a big sound. I can either do
in trouble or in trouble.
Did you hear that? So this diction thing, it's, you learn the rules so that you can manipulate them. It's both of these pronunciations are correct. But I'm manipulating them because I want a particular effect.
In trouble.
Bigger sound.
In trouble.
He's, and because I want to transition up there,
in trouble he's my stay.
Okay, okay, are you feeling me?
In trouble he's my stay.
Did you get that? I really hope you understand. We're doing a lot of manipulations here, okay? So we've touched beauty, the one that sounds better. We've touched convenience. We've touched, yeah, convenience works for both. When you want to transition, you manipulate the sound. They are still correct, but there's a manipulation because of an intention. The next is beauty. Beauty is all over the place. If it is comprehensive and if it is convenient, most times it's going to be beautiful, okay? In sorrow, here's my comfort. In trouble, here's my stay. He tells me every can him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Did you see how I slowly came back down after that? Stay! And all those thoughts. It becomes beautiful the moment you observe the first and the second rule, trust me. So are you going to try this out? Try manipulating, testing different aspects of your voice to see which works, to see what works for where. I think I should try another song, but I think hymns would work because they have a lot of lyrics and you can get to do a lot of manipulations everywhere. Okay. What song?
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Now, I can do having Jesus, but if I want to place weight, I want to have a bigger sound, I'm going to do
what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what peace.
I'm missing the race, Jesus.
Oh, what peace and...
I'm seriously missing the lyrics. Please, somebody help me with the lyrics, Jesus. Okay, let's try again.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and to bear.
Now, take note. I'm saying all, but if I want to put weight and have a bigger sound,
our sins and guilt to bear. What a privilege.
Another transition.
What a privilege.
Diction gives you, I told you, gives you power. Now I know that E is an easier sound to sing in my head voice. So I can transition on the E sound.
What a privilege to carry.
Okay? I know that E sound is a good transport system.
E, yeah.
From there I can transition to other sounds. Okay? Hey, well, this song went to the Grace Maya set of Jesus. Okay, guys, I think we have to wrap it up here. Our time is fast spent. You can try out a lot of songs. The thing about singing is you get better the more you practice. I know practice does not make perfect, but it sure makes significant progress happen to you. So, guys, practice. Know the nooks and crannies of your voice. The best I can do, the best any vocal coach can do is describe. But you are the custodian of your voice. You know how you feel when you make certain sounds. You know the sensations you feel when you make certain sounds. So you are the best vocal coach of yourself. You just need us for guidance. But you know how you feel. You know how it feels on your inside. All right? So I love you all, guys. Hasta la vista.